Welcome to your brand new shiny show here on KDNK. This is a once monthly happy hour themed book club called Get Lit. Cheers! And you are listening to Ape on the Deke. I am April. You know me from Friday mornings. And we are here with Erin Go Book.
Hello!
Our very own Erin. And she and I will be discussing a book every month. Hi, Erin.
Hello. How's it going, April?
I'm doing very well. We've got cocktails and happy hour food, and
I wish that tink was a little. I don't know. Our glasses got a little full, and
I guess the glasses were too full. It muffled the tink.
We can work on that as we're reviewing our book here.
Well, yes, because it is happy hour, and we've got some happy hour snacks sitting here. We're going low key today. We've got salted peanuts.
Well, it's our first one.
It is our very first Get Lit. So we want to welcome you. We're glad you're listening, and what do you want to talk about first? You want to announce the book?
Yeah. So the book that April and I read is called The Girl with All the Gifts. Some of you may have heard of it because it was turned into a film, I believe, in 2017. But I haven't seen the film and didn't really know about it when I started reading the book. It is by an writer named Mike Carey. And it's a pretty awesome book. April, what'd you think?
I really enjoyed it. I actually have to admit that... Okay, I will admit this right now. I listened to the book.
Oh, you're one of those cheaters.
I did cheat on this
book on tape cheater.
And I've been getting like kind of into it only because I realize, wow, when I'm doing chores and I'm hanging out with my chickens and things, and I'll often put a, instead of, you know, I love music and I love Katie and Kay, but every now and then it's kind of, I feel like I'm doing something different and I'm listening to a book. So the book had been, I guess, suggested by the app that I use. And so I had no clue whatsoever what this book was going to be. So it starts out and I'm like, oh, okay. And set in London, kind of interesting. What about I don't know what chapter it was. All of a sudden, I realize this is a zombie book.
Yeah, me too. When you shared it with me, you said it changes dramatically and I'm not going to tell you. And I thought, oh, okay. And it's the same thing when I started reading. I thought, what the heck is this about? And then you're like, oh, doomsday apocalypse.
And I have to say,
oh, wait, we better. I have to preface. This is going to be a spoiler show.
Oh, yeah.
If you have not read the book or seen the movie and you want to, turn away now because we're going to be talking about all of it and we're going to ruin the end. So just forewarning.
Oh, yes. This is book club. So it means that we do discuss the ins and outs of the book. And it was really interesting. I have to say, I don't think I had ever read any zombie books. I remember back in the day, all the Anne Rice vampire books.
Sure.
I did enjoy those, Interview with a Vampire. But I, as far as like doomsday lit or really any science fiction, it's never really been my thing.
And it's funny you say that. Now, I'll just give a little bit of an overview about the book so everybody kind of knows what we're talking about if you did decide to hang out and listen with us. It starts off, it's with a young girl, and she is in this cell by herself, and it starts off with a guard is yelling at her through the door, telling her to sit in this chair, and they come in and they strap her down and strap this mask on her face, and she goes to class with all these other kids who are strapped up, and they talk really mean to them, and you're like, what is going on? Well, then you find out that what has happened is that we've had the end of the world. And so they have created, they have a group of scientists who are trying to do research because there is a fungal infection. I'm going to try to pronounce what they call it. Ophiocordyceps unilateralis.
Wow, better you than me.
So that's the fungal infection that has broke out. And so there are a small group of scientists in a safe area trying to conduct some tests to figure out what the heck is going on and how do they save the world. And while that's happening, the survivalists that are still left out in the world attack the scientist base, and then all hell breaks loose.
And I want to say, so these kids that are being studied, they don't know why they're being studied.
Right.
And their only known way of life is how they're being treated, being strapped in.
Yeah, they have no idea.
And so they're being taken and put in school every day while they're strapped in a chair and a muzzle on their mouth.
Can't turn their heads, can't raise their hand. That really aren't supposed to talk.
Yeah, but they just think this is life. And so Melanie, our heroine, I guess you would call her, right?
Totally, yeah.
Oh, you can be a zombie heroine, I think.
Well, she's different. She's not a total zombie, right?
And what makes her special?
Well, she, I guess she doesn't have the urge to eat like the other people. She has this control over her zombie effects that make her much different. She has like this reasoning in her brain that the other zombies don't have. Like the adult zombies that are bitten, they don't have it when the infection takes over. But the children who were born of the first bit zombies are like Melanie, and they have this special adaptation as they're starting to evolve.
And she has a very high IQ, so she has a very interesting look and understanding of things, which makes her just the most interesting character. And then the other characters in the book, I want to say right now, we were discussing this, we've had a couple weeks to think about this, and one of the things that came up is I'm definitely the girl in the hallway doing her doing her homework. I read the book a couple months ago, or listened to the book a couple months ago, and then passed on the actual copy of the book to Erin, and she read it over a holiday, didn't you?
Yeah, I read it over Christmas when I was visiting family.
Very good Christmas book. And Erin had her homework done, of course, a week ago.
Yeah.
And
then there's Slacker April.
I'm the one in the hallway.
Coming in, trying to scramble through the book, remember everything that's going on.
Hey, can I look at your notes there, Erin?
See how you are?
What did you think? Well, let me look at what you thought first. So here we are. So this is Get Lit, if you just tuned in. I'm April. I'm here with Erin.
Erin Go Book. Nice Erin to be Go here. Book.
And we are drinking zombies, which we'll get to later because this is happy hour.
Yes. We had to have our cocktail. Let's try to tink again.
Maybe. Okay, let's try that. We have to do it in front of a thing, I think. Okay. Here.
Oh,
there we go. That was
so
there was our tea. Cheers.
Cheers, everyone. Happy, happy hour.
Yes, to the very, very first shiny new Get Lit. And it's going to be fun. And we are going to say, if there's anybody out there that has read the book, if you've read the book, you can give us a call here to talk about it. Our studio line is 963-2976, 963-2976. If you have read the book, The Girl with All the Gifts by
M.R. Carey, also known as Mike Carey.
Then give us a call and you can tell us what you thought about it.
And a little bit about Mike Carey. We didn't know much about him until we started doing a little research. He was born in 1959 and he is a British writer. We found out that he is a big writer of comic books, novels, and films. Who knew? He is the ongoing writer of X-Men Legacy.
Oh, wow.
Plus Fantastic Four for Marvel Comics. So he definitely is not a small name. He also wrote the original graphic novels, The Sandman Presents, which I wasn't familiar with, but I'm sure some people are.
Yeah.
And Hellblazer, All His Engines. So maybe he doesn't write, you know, fluffy, soft books. He goes deep.
He's not a Harlequin writer?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. We talked about that, about romance novels early on, and we kind of zilched those. Sorry, y'all.
We might not be reviewing those.
We might not.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Not really sorry.
Yeah. Not sorry.
Yeah. So that's another interesting, I was just looking at my notes here, another interesting thing about this book is not only is it science fiction about zombies, but it's about a dystopian fiction and future, which has a really interesting twist at the end. You know, Melanie decides to, she understands the concept. The scientist explains to her that these pods, they need to be ignited, like a pine cone and a fire.
Yeah, and some pine trees have to get to a certain temperature
in order for the pine cones to break open with the seeds and refertilize the ground. And that concept really struck with her as this fungal infection was taking over the world. And so she actually lights it on fire and decides to spread it throughout the whole world. She takes this apocalypse and says, no, this is the future. This is what we need to do. And at the end, her main teacher is the only one surviving. She's in a hazmat suit and she's teaching this young group of children about, not, I guess, our way of life, not their life, but teaching them, you know, mathematics and telling them Greek stories, all the things that Melanie learned in her class, but to this new earth. It's so interesting. You know, you think we're supposed to be sad because it's apocalyptic in the end of the world, but it was really beautiful and almost joyous at the end, looking to a new beginning.
So that was part of what was really interesting about the book is, you know, we are calling it zombie literature, but there was so much more to this. And there was so much about how the world moves on and things do evolve. And at what point do you let the world just do that and stop fighting it?
Yeah, I think that it really relates to today. And I definitely believe in climate change and I recycle and I'm a tree hugger, not going to lie. But it just kind of makes you think about things. If the human race was no longer here as we know it, does that mean the end of everything? Or will the earth go on and keep doing its thing?
Darn, I wish we had a dinosaur to talk to about that, because we'll probably have a whole different perspective on it.
Yeah, but you know, it's so true. We tend to think that it's going to be the end of everything. And though it may be the end of our species, the world will go on. It's a really interesting, more positive concept to kind of think about. You know, not that I'm going to stop doing all the wonderful things for the earth that I do, but just, you know, thinking about how life changes.
Well, I think that all those things that we do are part of the evolution, honestly, right?
Yeah, yeah. So, very good point.
So, Erin, do you want to talk about our happy hour drink of the day here?
I better, because I was the one that looked it up and found it.
Okay, you talk about it, right. And then I'll read later.
That's right. We had a conversation before we had the show that April used to bartender, maybe she still does, as one of her many talents, and there were some ingredients on this list for this cocktail we're drinking, the zombie, that I cannot say. So there's actually a cocktail out there called the zombie. It's made of fruit juices, liqueurs, and various rums. It first appeared in late 1934, invented by Don Beach of Hollywood's Don the Beachcomber restaurant. It was soon popularized after the 1939 World's Fair in New York. Legend has it that Don Beach originally concocted the zombie to help hungover customers get through a business meeting. The customer returned several days later to complain that he had been turned into a zombie for his entire trip. Its smooth, fruity taste works to conceal its extremely high alcoholic content. Not sure about that. Yeah. Due to the popularity of the cocktail during the tiki craze, I wish I had been there for that, and the fact that Beach both kept his recipe secret and occasionally altered it, today there are many versions of the zombie out there. So just because you order one at the restaurant doesn't mean it's going to be the exact recipe. But if you want to try it out at home, give it a shot. See if it helps your hangover or makes you feel like a zombie for a few days.
And we're enjoying it very much. So here we go. It says you need gold Puerto Rican rum. I apologize. Mm-hmm. You want 1.5 ounces of that. Maybe I'm drinking too much zombie. 151 proof Demerara rum, 1 ounce of that. You put Herb Saint or Pernod, Phalarum, Don's Mix, which I think that might be part of the secret ingredient.
Yeah.
Grenadine, just a teaspoon. And then we get 3/4 of an ounce of fresh lime and a dash of Angostura bitters. Put all the ingredients in a blender, add in some ice, blend at high speed for no more than 5 seconds, and pour it into a glass. And I don't think we blended ours today.
No.
Yeah.
Dang it.
That's okay.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, that's all right.
Next time.
And so we will have a book themed cocktail recipe for you, unless of course we read, I don't know, what would we read that we would just have, like, maybe a rum, or I'm sorry, just a beer drink, a beer or something. We'll have to figure out a book for that.
I don't know.
So if anybody's out there that has read the book, The Girl with All the Gifts, you can give us a call at 963-2976. That's 963-2976. I think I gave out the office number earlier. But Greg could be in there talking to somebody right now about it.
Yeah.
And so I am April. We're here with Erin. Go book.
I love that. Erin, go book.
And this is Get Lit. This is your new monthly happy hour book club. And so we will be announcing shortly what our book next month. So we can get everybody on board to read next month's book so we can actually have some interaction with our listeners on that one.
Yeah, we apologize. This was kind of short notice, but we're going to get on top of it for next time. If you haven't read the book but seen the movie, call in and tell us about the movie.
Well, we do have a DJ here who is a horror film fanatic. That would be Spintress Sparkles. And, of course, she's the one that when I told her that I was listening to this book and how much I liked it, she said, well, that was a movie. So she's the one that told me that I should watch the movie, and I did. And it was pretty interesting because now there's the characters we haven't talked about yet. We talked about the girl, Melanie.
Mm-hmm.
And then her teacher is Ms. Justineau.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is, of course, the what do you want to call him?
the sergeant. Yeah, yeah, Sergeant Parks. He's kind of hard and really wants things to be by the rules. When that, when they, when the scientific base gets attacked by the survivalists, he kind of takes control. And it's very interesting, as you can imagine, with a group of people who are escaping and don't have much in common, trying to survive the end of the world, who takes charge and what roles they play. And he was kind of the harsh one.
They all bring obviously bring a different perspective too. And so they call the zombies in this Hungries.
Right, because they eat.
Because they eat
the people.
So there are survivalists, which they really don't get into, but there are humans out there that are learning to survive on their own.
They're called junkers.
They're called junkers. So I kind of thought of like Mad Max or something.
Yeah,
in that.
Yeah, hardcore, yeah. Trying to just, yeah, being super, you know, they have their weapons and they've learned how to kind of corral the hungry sometimes to work them against people. And
So they have this base where they're running these experiments on these kids that we find out later actually have been born of zombies. So say somebody was turned into a hungry or a zombie and they were pregnant, a woman, then these babies were born later. And so they actually are infected with this fungus, but because the way they were born of a hungry, their bodies have changed and they're surviving. So this base gets attacked and there's five of them, I believe, that get away.
I believe so. There's Melanie, Miss Justineau, Sergeant Parks, Carolyn Caldwell. She's
the head scientist.
And then Private Gallagher.
So they escape this Camp Echo, I believe they called it.
Yeah.
And they head toward what they think is going to be another camp.
Beacon is like the end of the world place in London where everybody's safe to go, where they're headed.
So they're headed to London. And as we said, you know, they meet different characters along the way and different adventures or however you want to call it, things happen. And one of the things when they get to London, Melanie finds other kids and she doesn't realize at first that they're like her because they were raised, well, on their own. They're wild children.
Yeah, absolutely.
And but they've learned some coping mechanisms. So these are the kids that they end up kind of corralling and bringing into this new world that's being
created.
Yes.
Yeah, in front of them, because they talk about, they have a kind of a, oh, that's another thing we should talk about. There's a secret chapter to the book.
What?
Yeah. Haha, I found that out and told you.
How is there a secret chapter? Like, I understand on a CD, there's a secret song that just isn't listed.
Right. So I didn't know anything about it. The book doesn't mention it. But when you go online and start doing research, there's a secret chapter. It's only online. It's only a couple pages.
Okay.
And it talks about what that post-world would be. And that the kids had formed a very rudimentary form of government and were trying, you know, just like we would do here, just trying to figure out what's going to happen or what roles you play.
Wow. So it's sort of an epilogue.
Yeah, exactly. And not only that, but also while I was reading, I found out in 2017 that M.R. Carey also published a prequel novel entitled The Boy on the Bridge, which is about a team of scientists and soldiers on a mission to find the cure for the fungal infection. So it's kind of, I think the Boy on the Bridge is kind of, you know, when it's all coming down and they're like, oh my gosh, the world's being infected by the fungus. And then the girl with all the gifts is, the fungus is here. We're living in this post-apocalyptic world. And then all hell breaks loose.
Oh, wow.
Again.
Okay. Wow. Okay. That's I like that. I like the, you know, if you've enjoyed a book and you're able to kind of continue it with another another phase of it, or like you said, a prequel to it.
Well, a lot of times I finish reading a book and like most people, you get to know the characters and they're kind of not your friends, but you know them and you're like, well, I don't want the story to end. What about my friends?
So I have a funny thing about when I finish a book, and I don't know if there's other people like this. I will not hurry and finish a book. In fact, if I've been reading and I'm not in the perfect setting for my ending of the book, I'll wait. I'll put the book away.
I love that.
And I will finish it when I am in the right frame of mind, in the right environment.
Setting.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It has to be because I'm saying goodbye to these characters.
Yes.
And so I want it to be, I do not want to rush through it on a bus somewhere or, you know.
A loud place that you're getting distracted.
No, I don't want to hurry because I'm on my way out the door and hurry up and finish it. No, I will purposely save the last chapter or two of any book that I've really, really enjoyed just for the, you know, it's like, I need to be able to say goodbye to you in the right way. So
I think that's wonderful, April.
I do. I love books. I love it. And I'm really happy to be able to to be co-hosting this show with you.
Yeah, me too. We talked about this a while ago and trying to figure out how it would work or when we would do it. And it just came about. So I'm so happy to be here.
I have to say, it was awesome. I remember when we talked about it, we were at Avalanche Ranch.
Yep.
Enjoying the springs and talking about Aaron. You know, what kind of show would Aaron like to do?
Because everybody wants to get Aaron on the radio. And I don't know. It just wasn't happening yet. But I thought, oh, man, April and I were avid book readers. And she shared this book with me. And we're like, this would be awesome.
Yeah. So here we are. Brand new. First show of Get Lit. This is your happy hour, once monthly happy hour book club. And I guess we're getting close. Let's see. It is 4:52 and we have strict instructions on things. Yeah. So we have about 4 minutes left. So really quick, we probably should talk about next month's book.
Before we do, really quick, okay. I just want to say, I'm curious about this. One out of five being the best, how would you rate this book?
Wow. You know, I don't know if I should save my fives, but it's definitely a four for me. And in this genre, which I'm not used to, it's a five.
That's a good point. I was going to give it like maybe a 3.5 or a four. Uh-huh. Good book. It's hard to get a good five out of me.
Yeah.
But since this is not my genre of book, it was a five. It was a great read. Very interesting. It wasn't gory and icky.
Oh, no.
Very intellectual.
It was. This is I kind of cringe because I know that I said this to you. I called it a chick zombie book because it's not gory. It's not, you know, it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is very interesting. It has a lot of character buildup.
Yeah.
And Glenn Close actually plays the evil scientist in the movie, which it was funny because I often cast roles while I'm reading a book also. And she was who I cast in that role.
That's so weird.
As I was reading it. So, all right.
Spot on. All right. So next month we are going to, and by the way, I have to preface this. We're not doing books that have turned into movies. It just happened to be this way. But next month for February and Black History Month, we're going to read Black Klansmen, Race, Hate, and the Undercover Investigation of a Lifetime by Ron Stallworth. I will admit that I did see the movie already, but it was a fantastic film and I can't wait to read the book.
And I had seen an interview and they were talking about it and talking about the author and such. And I thought, well, you know, it's a true story. And
it was Colorado Springs,
set in Colorado Springs. And if you want to talk about anything that I feel like is currently
a lot of hot topics.
Yeah,
around that
a lot
one.
Of hot topics. So next month we're going to post this on katieandk.org.
Mm-hmm.
But Black Klansmen.
Yes, please join us. We'll have another cocktail and cocktail recipe for you. Hopefully people have read the book or seen the film and feel comfortable calling in and joining us.
All right. Well, thank you so much for listening. This is Get Lit. Bye-bye.